poem Tall Trees. With their feet in the earth and their heads in the sky, the tall trees watch the clouds go by. When the dusk sends quickly the birds to rest, the tall trees shelter them safe in a nest. And then in the night, with the tall trees peeping, the moon shines down on a world that's sleeping. I'll explain the first stanza of the poem by saying that the trees have their feet in the earth and their heads in the sky. The poet wants to convey to the reader that the trees are very, very tall. The poet looks at the tall trees and feels that they are standing and watching the clouds as they pass. Do you notice that she also describes the trees as if they were human beings with their heads and feet and even eyes to see things around them? Why does the poet compare the tall trees to human beings? Does the poet see some other similarity between human beings and the tall trees? Maybe she feels that some human beings are like the tall trees that are strong, tall, and powerful. Like the tall trees that have their feet in the ground, these empowered human beings are humble, kind, and caring towards those who need their help. Now, the second stanza of the poem, I'll explain that. The poet gives an integrated picture of nature in this stanza. In the evening, the darkening sky drives the birds to the safety of their homes in the trees. In this way, the different elements in nature complement each other to provide comfort and shelter to the birds. In the third stanza, the evening changes into the night, and by the light of the moon, the trees stay awake to keep a watch over the world as it sleeps. The poet sees the tall trees as our protectors and guardians, in whose care we can sleep safely, soundly, and without any worries.